At first, Ashley wasn't sure she was ready to fully transition, and since she was still keeping her new identity under wraps at the Dover Air Force Base, she consulted an endocrinologist about taking a low dose of estrogen.
And I felt more relaxed than I really had ever felt at any point in time in my life. I felt more comfortable, but it was like it was just a taste, and it wasn't enough. You know, I did it for a little while, and it wasn't long after that I was just like, this isn't going to cut it. And so I just went up to a normal dose.
Ashley had to pay out of pocket for any transition-related healthcare expenses for over a year, since being transgender wasn't allowed in the military at the time. She spent between $600 and $800 a month on visits to the Mazzoni Center in Philadelphia and on visits to a Wilmington gender therapist. And she says she's lucky it wasn't more, since the Mazzoni Center accepted payments on a sliding scale.
I remember some of the medications, because I would see the original price on the receipts, and some of them were over like around $450 for one prescription. No way I could have afforded that.
Another 3 years, and Ashley would have qualified for retirement benefits through the Air Force, which kick in after 20 years of active duty service. But she'd had enough.
Felt so strongly about what I needed. I knew what I needed to survive. I was willing to just let it all go without a fight.
Issues with a debilitating hip problem led to an honorable discharge offer with a severance package. And without any negotiation, she took it, closing the book on her life in the Air Force. Megan Pauly, Delaware Public Media.